Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. We're in the General Cigar booth. Right now we're going to talk about some Cohiba with Steve Abbott. Steve, thanks for taking the time.
Rob, appreciate it.
So tell us about the Macazar, yeah?
Yeah, Macazar. Cohiba Macazar, brand new for the Cohiba line this year, inspired by Ebony Macazar, which is a rare Indonesian wood, used a lot in luxury items, and you'll see it in, you know, the dashboards of Bentleys and the high-end humidors. So the idea here is to really kind of blend this idea of, you know, exquisite presentation with an exquisite cigar. And so the real story is the, you know, the cigar inside. We start with all proprietary tobaccos. The wrapper is a Connecticut Havana wrapper that's grown exclusively for us. Connecticut broadleaf binder, filler from Dominican and Nicaragua. And we age it for 4 years. The last year is aged in Dominican rum barrels.
Really?
And so you get this really beautiful smoke. It's real flavorful. You get essences of the rum barrel, kind of the woodiness of that, and the spice from the jalapen Nicaraguan filler.
It sounds like a hell of a blend, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You know, I've been smoking it for a while now, and it's one of my favorite smokes in all of our line here.
You kind of have to say that, though, right?
Well, no, you know, I do. I have to, but not really. I mean, I got a lot of choices here, which is great.
No, this is fantastic. Now, I'm going to take your word for it that that's the kind of wood that we would see in the dashboard in a Bentley.
Yeah.
I'll just assume.
I've seen on pictures, so yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll pick up a magazine and check it out.
Exactly.
No, this sounds great. Now, you really got my attention when you said aged. How long is it aged in rum barrels?
It's aged, the last year it's finished in rum barrels for 1 year.
That's got to impart some nice flavor to the wrapper, I would assume.
Oh, it's beautiful, yeah. I mean, we were down in the Dominican Republic about a month ago and got to tour the facilities again, and it's just amazing to see the process and that interesting, you know, all the rum barrels with the tobacco in there.
Interesting. Now, I want to ask you which rum barrels you're using, but you probably can't tell me, so I'm not going to ask. But I'm really excited about this cigar. The blend sounds phenomenal. It's medium to full, I would assume?
You know, full flavor, kind of a medium body, you know, cigar. It's not going to knock you off. It's just a real balanced, you get a little, like, you get some spice but you get a lot of flavor.
And what's the, is one Vitola?
There's three, actually.
Okay.
So, we have a Toro Grande, a Gigante, and a Double Corona.
Okay. This is the Double Corona here, I would assume, right?
Double Corona, yes.
Yeah, these are good-looking cigars, man.
I think, we've got these probably. Yeah, I think we've actually got two Double Coronas on here. So.
Yeah, that's okay. And then I see different sizes, but we'll get some photos for you guys. You can check it out. Fantastic-looking cigar. Blend sounds great. Aged in rum barrels. You know me, I'm on point with that. So definitely looking forward to it. Thanks for taking the time.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thanks for stopping by.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, for checking out all the Cigar Federation coverage of IPCPR 2016.